Good morning, everyone. Leading finance news today. The Australian Tax Office has given Uber cab drivers 2.5 months to start paying goods and services tax. The office says under law, shared cab services like Uber are still considered tax travel and attract GST from the first journey onwards. The office says many people don't consider the tax consequences of new and emerging business models. People renting out their houses or individual rooms on Airbnb are also expected to declare their earnings for income tax purposes. The United States has charged 6 Chinese nationals with economic espionage. The Department of Justice alleges the 6, 3 of whom are professors, stole trade secrets on technology used in mobile phones to benefit Chinese universities and companies. One of the group has been arrested, but the rest are believed to be in China. Japanese airbag maker Takata has declared mechanisms in the airbags of almost 34 million vehicles are defective. It will lead to the largest recall of US automotive history, affecting models from 11 car makers. The airbags have been linked to 6 deaths and more than 100 injuries. To the markets, and Wall Street was mixed overnight. The Dow gained 14 points, the Nasdaq fell 0.2%, while the S&P 500 was also slightly lower at the close. In London, the FTSE gained 0.4%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $57 a barrel, Tapas crude is trading at $66 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,207 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 79 US cents, 71 euro cents, and 51 pence sterling.